Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday, Packers day off, at least for the players, but the coaches are ensconced inside Lambeau Field, cobbling together a game plan, getting ready for a showdown with the Houston Texans, who, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, watching that Texans game against the Patriots earlier this afternoon, my goodness. That is a team that is clicking. This is going to be one of the stiffest tests of the year for your Green Bay Packers. Thankfully, getting this contest at home. And I've seen some grousing about this being a noon kickoff. I love the fact that it's a noon kickoff. Get this game up and out on our televisions early, or if you're lucky enough to be there, get yourself up and tailgating early, and then get this showdown between two young, promising, up-and-coming quarterbacks right out of the gate. And then let your day play out. I'm with it, man. I don't need to be waiting all day for Sunday night with these two guys raring to go. These two teams, which again, Texans looking good, looking like a legit contender. Packers starting to round into form these last 2 weeks. I think people would agree with that. And I think a big component of that is the way they have not only come together on the field, certainly you've seen both sides of the ball start to gel a little bit, but I think with the things that have happened over the course of the last week plus with Romeo Doubs, you've certainly seen hints of a togetherness that maybe has not always been present publicly. I do not doubt these guys are close behind the scenes, but the way they picked each other up and picked Romeo up in that game on Sunday, post-touchdown celebration, etc., you love to see it. It's a young team that is still, you know, learning the game together as they grow and develop together and come up in this NFL world. It's kind of fascinating to watch a team that is so young, but still going through the fire together, picking each other up. I just love to see it. I love the way this team is constructed. I love what Brian has done as far as turning the page from the old regime to this regime, taking Ted, what Ted had kind of left him, bequeathed him, if you will, and made the Packers his own. And his image of ripping off the Band-Aid of all those veterans and going extremely young, younger than I think anybody ever expected him to, watching this team kind of grow together, come together, I absolutely love to see it. I'm all in. I love the plan, and I think that is part of what you saw against the Cardinals, a team not only with the guys who've been in the building for a couple years now, but the rookies, especially on defense, starting to find their place, starting to get their roles defined a little bit more. And I think we'll see more of that. Specifically, obviously, Evan Williams playing these last two games pretty much out of his mind there as a starting safety. But you've also seen Edgerrin Cooper, as we've talked about quite a bit here, and I know lots of others have as well, needed to get him on the field more. Well, you know, check that box, because he was out there a good percentage of the time, over 60% of the snaps on Sunday. I think we'll see that continue to increase. And that, again, what we talked about a lot as far as getting that youth on the field now in early October, mid-October, letting it play, make its mistakes, have the issues. We already heard Matt on Monday say there's still, you know, alignment issues there with Cooper. Let's learn from that now. Get that out of your system so you're hitting a stride, hopefully, late November, early December, playing your best ball. Those seeds are being sown right now, and I think that's what we started to see Sunday at Lambeau. Hello, everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. See everybody mixing it up. Got some super chats already. Before we get going, you guys know what it is. I got to say shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun at the link in the description of this video. If you were with us yesterday, my Aaron Rodgers pick paid off, baby. Always good to watch Aaron Rodgers not let me down. Now, I can't say the same about Jets fans, but Prize Picks, you made watching Aaron Rodgers enjoyable again for this Packers fan, so I salute you. I'm telling you, people, download the app. Join in the fun. Link here in the description of this video. Do it, folks. You know you want to. What's going on, commenters? How we doing? It's Yo-Yo. What's up, It's Yo-Yo? What a handle. Abdul, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, Aaron, going to the game Sunday. Win or lose, will this judge whether we're serious Super Bowl contenders or just another game against a good AFC team? I don't think anything's written in stone in October. I think, seriously, it's a good barometer. No question about it. But say the Packers faced the Eagles last year in mid-October. Would you have said, oh, this is definitely means that we're a Super Bowl contender? And then you watch as the Eagles completely flame out towards the end of the year and into the playoffs. It is a good football team, and they are certainly one of the better ones, not only in the AFC, but probably in the league right now. But it is mid-October, and what they will become is not yet written. So I would caution against trying to place too much importance on it. It is a good measuring stick, though, because, again, they are a good football team, and they are playing well. And I know some of the naysayers, a lot of the grumbling I've seen online, both by, you know, opposing fans, but some Packers fans as well, talking about, oh, the Packers are beating up on bad teams. I mean, it's not quite Bears level. I mean, at least we're beating on teams that have won more than one game. But I can understand that contention, right? I understand that kind of viewpoint, the prism people are looking at that through. So what do you got to do? Go beat a good team. Well, the Texans absolutely qualify. So it's a great measuring stick, but it's a measuring stick in October. Doesn't mean much for either team as far as their, quote, ability to contend. Got a ways to go there. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. Glitched yesterday. Xavier McKinney didn't have an interception Sunday. Time to bring up someone from the practice squad? Yep, that's it. That's got to be it, right? I think you've got the correlation down. We're going to have to work on that here at Cheesehead TV headquarters. John Simatovich, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hope you enjoy the New York Packers. Run it back again. Ha. I got to admit, like I said, with Prize Picks, I'm going to be utilizing Rodgers and Devontae Adams probably every week. As far as my fantasy team, it's pretty awesome because I have Devontae as one of my keepers. And his last couple weeks have kind of stunk not being able to utilize him, though I will also point out that I'm the only undefeated team remaining in the Lombardi League, of which I am a longstanding member. But Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers, it's fun. Man, I know I've seen a lot of snark today, which I guess I understand, but I'm going to enjoy the hell out of watching Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams on a football field together again, especially since I don't have any emotional involvement in it. Like, I don't care about the outcomes. I just want to see them ball out. I think that's going to be a ton of fun. And I thought Dara put it perfectly on Twitter this morning. I mean, I'm a Packers fan with an exciting up-and-coming team, a young coach-quarterback combo trying to ascend into contention, all while getting to watch some of the greats from the organization of, you know, the past still sling it around in the AFC where it doesn't matter. It doesn't portend anything for the Packers. I mean, that's the best of both worlds. It's a great time to be a Packers fan. Absolutely love it. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Texans defense only giving up 180 passing yards per game, but they've given up 12 TD passes. Are they an aggressive gambling type of defense? I don't know if I'd go so far as to say they're gambling, but I think they mix things up quite nicely. I don't doubt for a moment that that pass rush is going to be a big, big test for the entire protection unit, but, you know, Rashid Walker and Zach Tom in particular, and I know Zach, you know, obviously playing outstanding ball so far this season. But this is a team that not only gets after the quarterback, but they have a couple of pass rushers. Danielle Hunter, first and foremost, as far as a new addition to that group, they're able to really make things miserable up front for you. I do think they do a great job of mixing their coverages up in a way that maybe, you know, maybe not quite dial a coverage, but it's hard to get a beat on tendencies from what I've seen. So as far as being able to score on them, look, if there's a offensive coordinator out there or an offensive game planner who can figure it out and crack that code, it's Matt LaFleur, who I think is really calling some of the best kind of offensive football, both the plan during the week heading into the games, but then game day of adjustments, trying to take advantage of what they're seeing on tape. The touchdown to Watson this past week is a perfect example. That was a play that, you know, Love said they did not have in the game plan, did not work on it that week leading up to the game. but they saw something on tape. And they saw how the Cardinals were playing certain formations and certain personnel groups, took advantage of it. You know, that's coaching, man. And you got to have the players. Obviously, they need to execute, but that is high-level coaching. And as good as the Texans are, I think Matt LaFleur's got something for them. No question. Jason, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'm 27, and I've never seen a Packers team seemingly this together and this bonded in my life. And I love the trust Jordan has in his wide receivers. This team could get very scary for the rest of the league. Jason, I agree, and I hear what you're saying, because if you are 27, you've probably seen some tight-knit Packers teams. I don't doubt that for a moment. But certainly towards the end of Rodgers' tenure, it was the Rodgers and Devontae show. And then you took Devontae away, and you saw how kind of rough that was that one season. And then, like I was talking about at the top, man, ripping off that Band-Aid veteran-wise and going all youth and heavy into youth, they certainly seem to have hit on exactly what they had hoped as far as a group that would get thrown into the fire and grow together. We heard Brian talk about that last summer. I believe Willie asked him that question almost directly. And yeah, that was the plan. And right now, it's starting to pay off. And to your other point, yeah, I think this is just the start. That's the exciting part if you're a Packers fan. Like, we did kind of hit some bumps in the road out of the gate here in year two of the plan, but they've certainly seemingly put it together a lot faster than they did last season. And I think that's not to be, you know, unexpected because of the fact that they have so many banked reps together at this point. But yeah, they could be scary good for a couple years here. That's exciting. Pack Daddy, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Traveling from North Carolina to the game with a fam, their second Lambeau game for my birthday. Trying to talk the wife into the end zone. Little help? Little help? Gotta get a little help? I don't know if I can give you a little help on that, but I will tell you to have a great time. Love that you're coming up for this game against the Texans. And a noon kickoff. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful day at Lambeau. You're going to have a ball, and I hope the family has a great time. What else we got here, folks? I don't want to miss that one. How good is Evan Williams? Callum? He's really freaking good. I mean, I don't want to say I'm running out of words because he's only started two games, but I have been chatting this kid up since, like, I want to say late July, early August. Right there in training camp that very first week when the pads came on, he popped. And I think I've been talking about what a player I think that he could be since then. Now it seems every week he makes some great play, has a great kind of command of what he's being asked to do within the confines of the defense, but also able to make plays out of structure, out of, you know, whatever he's reading, breaking on the ball, taking great angles, not overrunning things, coming to balance, making tackles, diagnosing things. Doesn't seem like there's much that overwhelms this kid. And he's just a rookie. And he's only played, what, two full games. And he had a little spot duty the game before that. I mean, it's kind of nuts when you think about the fact that they went down to Brazil and he did not see the field in that first game. That's a little crazy to me. But I'm glad he's on the field now. No question about it. Jason, thanks again, man. Can you imagine a Jets-Packers Super Bowl? LOL. I can imagine it, and I have imagined it. I don't think it's going to happen, but anything is possible. And I know there are a lot of people, especially after last night's result, counting out the Jets. And I'll just say, man, I remember in 2016 when they're sitting at 4-6, they being the Packers, and we all thought it was over. And Aaron Rodgers went on a heater the back end of that season. And I'm not saying he's going to do the exact same thing. I'm not saying that, like, he's going to turn back the clock or anything like that. But I am saying I'd never count him out. And getting Devontae in the house, anything is possible, especially with the defense that they've got. And they are about to enter the easier part of their schedule. They have played one of the hardest schedules in the league up to this point. So not all of that to say, do I think it's going to happen? No, I can't imagine that Jets team makes a Super Bowl with that offensive line. That would be shocking to me. But crazier shit has happened. We shall see. Dustin, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. I don't hate Narv Kitten. Seen a lot of kicker missing. I mean, yeah, there's plenty of missing going on. Last night in the Giants game, the other the other night. Greg Joseph, who everybody last week was like, oh, he's so good for the Giants, and then he misses two kicks. That really would help them in that game against the Bengals. Yeah, no, guys miss kicks, no doubt about it. And they're seemingly going to stick with Narvison. I mean, I said on the radio today, I really thought he should have been cut after the Vikings game. But Brian's going to be patient, as he has said. And that's what he's doing. So we will see. John, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Emmanuel Wilson is a baller as running back, too. He's fun. Yeah, I talked about him yesterday, and I could not agree more. I also brought this up with Billy, how the offense doesn't diminish when he's in there. And, you know, throughout history, throughout not just Packers history, but the NFL history, you can always see when you have a top flight back, how things really change when the backup comes in or the second, the number two back comes in. That really hasn't happened with Wilson, and he's improved over what we saw him do last season in pretty much every facet of the game. But it's not like when he comes in, you're suddenly resigned to, okay, we've got to throw the ball because he's more of a, quote, third down back. You certainly are able to still continue to run the ball. He's been impressive in that capacity, staying ahead of the sticks even when he's in there, keeping them in second and short manageable situations. I mean, what did he have yet? Yesterday, on Sunday? 7.7 yards per carry. Seven carries for 54 yards with a long of 16. I mean, averaging 7.7, that's keeping you way ahead of the sticks. That's part of the components there as far as successful offense. And I'm not saying he's a superstar, but yeah, he is. He's balling out, and he's really helping the offense instead of putting them into neutral or having to operate some other way. Like, they don't have to change much when he's in there. And he's such a threat on that screen game. I think Joe McCory, they made it contractually obligated that they've got to get him one screen pass a game at this point, just because it's so effective. Michael, thanks for the super sticker. Appreciate you, man. Spencer says, Goody has to get his flowers for the work he has done with this roster since 18. Retooled roster completely multiple times and has given basically every team a shot to win it all. Soon, ring. From your comment to the football god's ears, I think, you know, your overall point, totally agree. And I do think Packers fans, and I've talked about this before, see how other teams operate. Like, look no further than today when we saw two big trades happen, right? Big swings with the Jets trading for Devontae and the Bills trading for Cooper. You know, and they don't appreciate a different approach, which is certainly how Brian operates in Green Bay. But, man, they've been knocking on the door since Brian took over, essentially, right? That doesn't just happen. And I understand he had Aaron Rodgers, but as you can see in New York, Rodgers can't do it alone. He hasn't done it alone. You know, there are so many components that go into it. And the one thing you can always talk about is the Bakhtiari injury really kind of throwing a wrench in the works, as far as that's a team that probably gets to the Super Bowl, if not wins it, if Bakhtiari doesn't have a freak injury, right? And even then, Brian tried to make that move to get, what's his name, from the Colts, who ended up getting COVID and then couldn't help them, you know? But it's not like he wasn't trying to make moves and trying to bolster the position, understood what it you know, needed and was necessary. That's always going to probably haunt him, I would suspect. But to your larger point, yeah, he's done pretty much nothing but field contenders outside of, I would say, 2022. I think that's the one year you can look at was a very transitional year. And I know the rumblings would be, well, they should have traded Rodgers a year earlier. And if I got Goody on some truth serum, I think there's a chance he might say, well, I would have liked to, but I was overruled. That's just me guessing. And it's just that. It's just a guess. But to your point, yeah, I think he's done a very good job of fielding some very good, talented teams, regardless of who the quarterback's been, coach has been. He's done the work, no doubt about it. Jason, what's going on, man? Thanks again. One last question, Nags. Why the fuck are we not wearing the whiteouts during a primetime game? It won't hit the same at noon. You know, I couldn't agree more. I want to, you know, give the Packers the benefit of the doubt and say, well, they just wanted to do it for XYZ reasons. But if you're going to go all white, do it under the lights. It would have popped so great at night. I'm with you there, man. I'm with you. I'm still not sold on this whole wear white thing. I know that's what they're asking fans to do, and they're going to wear the whiteouts for the game. And fine, I guess. I mean, winter is coming kind of thing. I don't know, man. What is this? What is this, Minnesota? You know, where we have to have plastic ice? I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it'll look cool, but I am dubious. Simatovic, thanks again, man. Crowded backfield, but what will Lynch's role be? I think they'll possibly start working him in if and when he gets back, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I do think, unfortunately, when Lloyd does get back, Brooks is probably back down on the practice squad, if not out on the street. It's a possibility. But yeah, this is the week where they can start opening that window for Lloyd if he's in a spot where he can participate as far as his rehab goes. But yeah, man, like, look, it's a long season. That is a tough position. You know, at some point injuries are going to strike. Just put him in the mix, you know? And if he's not utilized right away, that's fine. But get him some touches. I'd say like 3-4 every game just to get him ready. And then maybe if you never need him, that's fine. You just come back next year and hit the ground running at training camp. But more often than not, especially at running back, you're going to need the bodies. So I'm fine with bringing him back slowly. John, thanks for the super chat, man. Missed two games, but second four TDs QB drafting is easy. John, obviously referring to the fact that Jordan Love, I believe, is still tied for the lead league he's second now. He was tied for first, I thought, but now apparently second touchdown passes and has missed two contests. So he's going pretty good here in 2024. Oh, Brandy, don't get me started. I still hate these dumb roughing the passer or unnecessary roughness calls. Oh, baby, that first one on Rodgers, and I know he said it, was awful last night. I mean, that was god-awful. You talk about a defender doing every possible thing not to put his full weight on the quarterback. He extends his arm into the ground, totally unnaturally, not something he would do back in the day when he's just able to tackle the quarterback and drive him into the ground, which is the exact opposite of what the guy did, and he still gets flagged. And I appreciated Rodgers. You saw on the replay him talking about that's a rough call, and he called it out in the postgame presser, as he has often. Like, I don't know if people remember this, but he always talks about that. How, you know, as a quarterback, you shouldn't be begging for those calls. And that one was absolutely absurd. Like, that whole crew last night was garbage, so I can't say I'm surprised. Evan, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on the Packers having Brandon McManus in for a workout today? I mean, you're going to do it, right? You got a kicker who can't make kicks. So they're going to work him out, see how he's doing. Maybe they pull the trigger there. I talked about this, I believe, yesterday or maybe Monday. Or, I'm sorry, on Friday. But I don't know, man. I'd be surprised if Brian invited the off-field baggage there with McManus into the building. But they're going to do their homework. And if they feel comfortable with it, maybe they pull the trigger. But I'm not surprised about a workout. I mean, that's doing your due diligence, right? Josh says, I am a huge Wilson fan, but I'm really looking forward to getting Lloyd back. That completes a nasty three-headed monster that nobody wants to face. Josh, I'm with you, man. I thought he looked really promising this summer, and it's really unfortunate that he has suffered the injuries and the type of injuries he has early in his career. But, man, I think the promise is undeniable. I think every time he got the ball in camp, in the preseason, you saw what the Packers saw in him when they drafted him. And I'm with you. I think shiftiness and explosiveness and ability in the passing game, you like what you see there, and hopefully they can integrate that when he's ready. What else we got? If the Packers went to the Super Bowl, would you do a watch party? Good question. I believe so, although I'll be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, so TBD. Let's worry about that when we get there. Let's beat the Texans first, shall we? It'll be a good time. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Patreon members, carry the G Club members here on YouTube. Make sure you join us for this week's happy hour happening at 6 Eastern, 5 Lambeau time today in a little over a half hour from now. So make sure you check out the information for that on your respective pages. The rest of you, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.